One day, a wise man and a student were traveling, and they were stopped by the thieves. And the student became very afraid. And the wise man was just sitting on his horse, fine. The thief said, "Give us all the valuables you have." The wise man said, "Whatever you find of value, please take it." They searched the wise man's pockets. Nothing. They searched his box, some clothes, nothing. The thieves said, "You have nothing valuable." They left. The student said to the wise man, "Weren't you afraid? Weren't you afraid of the thieves? That they're going to steal the valuables?" The wise man said, "The most valuable thing I have, they cannot steal. Because that's in me. Not in a box. It's in me. They didn't even search for it. They didn't even ask me if I had and what was the most valuable thing I had. They didn't even ask. The most valuable thing you have is within you. That is the beauty. That is the potential. The true human potential. Because when that is correct, then whatever is built upon top of that is beautiful. That is the value of one and zero." Do you know the story of one and zero? Place as many zeros you want in front of one, and it doesn't mean anything. Place as many zeros as you want after one, and it becomes more and more and more and more and more and more. Same zero, no different. Before one, after one. What is the one? You are the one. Place the zero of all the priorities in your life. Place them before you, nothing. After, same priorities, more and more and more and more. The mistake we make, we put it before. One stays one, and you say, "But look how many zeros I have." Ah, but it doesn't mean anything. This is the potential. Just rearranging, and you increase the potential. To understand is your privilege. To practice should be your joy. If you understand. Ah, where am I putting the zero? Before me or after me? After me, I'm rich. Before me, I'm still what?